From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Monitors and security sources say a United Nations brokered plan to evacuate thousands of jihadist fighters under siege near the Syrian capital has been delayed, following Friday's killing of an anti-government rebel leader who was to guarantee safe passage to the militants. The evacuation of some 4,000 Islamic State extremists and their families from southern Damascus had been expected to take place early Saturday, but the Britain-based monitoring group Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the deal stalled hours after rebel leader Zahran Alush was killed Friday in an airstrike near Damascus. Details of Alush's death remain unclear Saturday, despite reports that the military forces of President Bashar al-Assad's government had killed him in the airstrike. An Iraqi spokesman for the army says Iraqi troops are pushing deeper into the heart of Ramadi and getting closer to recapturing a government complex from Islamic State militants. Regaining control of the complex after battling with insurgents for 7 months would give the army control of the key city, which is the capital of Anbar province. An army spokesman said Saturday that soldiers are using airstrikes to detonate some of the landmines and booby-trap explosives to help them gain ground. He said they are now within a few hundred meters of the government complex, but he declined to give a time frame for the final push to oust the militants from the city center, where more than 100 extremists are believed to be lodged. This is VOA News. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir is taking criticism for dissolving the young nation's 10 states and establishing 28 new ones in their place. Critics say Kiir's action undermines the power-sharing deal with